Good evening, everybody. It's the practice squad. Monday night football tonight. We got Bengals and Steelers. I'm excited if you can't tell. It's your host, David Schmidt. Producer, George Stoglin. What's happening?
What's up, guys?
Who day, right?
I guess so. Has the game started yet?
Not yet, no. Garmin, what's happening? Garmin's trying to get his TV working over there.
Yeah, the booger and what's his face?
Joe Tessitore.
They're discussing, how are we going to mess this up tonight, bud?
Philly, what's happening?
Not much.
Big Titans win.
Yeah.
You guys know what's better than Sunday?
Monday Night Football with the Bengals?
Well, no, Victory Monday.
Victory Monday's fun, yeah.
Maybe you guys will have.
I haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
Do you know that if the Bengals win tonight, we will completely make up for last week, which our teams were 0-3. This week, we could go 3-0. That'd be pretty nice. It'd be a mood change from last week, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if this math is right. Are we only one game out?
If you win, you're one game out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then the season turns around, right?
Just like that.
There's the hope. The hope is there. We have a big show. Obviously, we don't have any Bengals to recap, but we will kind of be giving delayed 30-second live commentary, right? Isn't that what we have to do?
At least 30.
So we'll wait 30 and be like, oh, yeah.
One more.
Everyone already listening will already know what happened. So maybe you don't want to listen to us. Maybe you just want to watch the game. Browns had a big win yesterday. Victory Monday.
Nice win, yes. I think we kind of answered
a lot of critics.
A lot of critics.
Yeah, you gave Nick Chubb the ball.
Some Lamar Jackson takes maybe later too, but okay. We won't talk about that now. And Philly, big win.
Yes.
Would they beat Falcons?
Falcons.
Made them look
bad. The Falcons are really not that good of a team.
No.
They looked bad.
Did you hear that Barstool video, the guy shouting out their team going into the halftime?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, if this was the Falcons coach, they'd be undefeated. And he was just giving crap to every single player that was walking into. And they were all looking at him, like shaking their heads. It was really good. We got that. We got a mailbag. First ever mailbag tonight. We'll go over that. And then our draft, is it 2.7, Jordan?
2.7.
Things that make
us trigger.
Yeah, things that trigger us.
Yeah.
So things that make us mad for those who aren't down with
the age of millennials.
Yeah. Triggered.
I don't like that.
Exactly. So you can follow along on Facebook Live. Jordan, is the stream working?
I don't think so. Did you get a text that it's not?
Because
I don't think it's working.
No, I did not.
Okay.
But
I just don't know if that's why you asked me.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But you can always call us 937-310-2781. Follow along on Twitter, FR Practice Squad. We'll be right back. Taking a break.
The weather's warm, and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt here at the Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to the vanilla. This week's flavor is butter pecan. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. You can also check out the Fort Recovery Dairy Facebook page to see the flavor of the week and all of our other specials. Try the yogurt flavor of the week here at the Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery and St. Henry are rivals in every sport, but they're coming together for Volley for the Cure at their October 3rd MAC volleyball match dedicated to Allie Kesters and Everly Mullenkamp. Allie is a 7-year-old from St. Henry who was born with several health problems that have required multiple surgeries over the years. Everly is a newborn from Fort Recovery who was born with an incurable fragile skin condition requiring frequent wound care. The Fort Recovery and St. Henry volleyball teams will be joining forces to provide assistance and awareness to these two children and their families. They'll have a bake sale during the game and are selling t-shirts to wear to the game so you can show your support. You can bring any donated baked goods to the volleyball match at St. Henry on Thursday, October 3rd. Order forms for the t-shirts are available on the Fort Recovery Volleyball Facebook page. Let's all show our support for these two young girls, Everly Mullenkamp and Allie Kesters. Get your shirts ordered now and mark your calendar for the big volleyball match on Thursday, October 3rd at St. Henry, dedicated to Volley for the Cure.
And we're back. The practice squad, week four of the regular season. Wraps up tonight, Bengals-Steelers at Heinz Field. Garmin, I tried to get you to go to this game without knowing that it was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know. Like, when it was a weird text, like, because I was at work, and I'm just like, he's like, well, you know, we could drive back, or, like, we knew we just take that Monday off. And I'm like, what, are we driving down to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I thought it was in Cincinnati the whole time. So it didn't work out, so probably better off on that end. It didn't work out anyway.
Yeah.
But hoping for a win tonight. Get the season back on track. Give us false hope going into week five. Browns played yesterday. Jordan, give us a nice recap on them Brownies yesterday. Or are you busy producing over there?
No, I can give you a little recap here.
They made the Ravens not look very good, and everyone thought the Ravens were very good.
Yeah, so a pretty high pressure week in terms of just, you know,
a lot of haters.
Rex Ryan coming at us.
Did you see he was wearing brown and orange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
You know, if Rex Ryan's coming after you, like, you got to be nervous.
Or, like, it could be completely unfazed.
Yeah, or you could not pay attention at all because he doesn't matter. Do you watch what NFL, completely unrelated, what NFL pregame show do you watch?
Hardly any at all. I mean, now, if anything, I'll probably just turn on the ESPN one.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I had that
time
on as background noise, and then I realized that I didn't like it. And they all laugh, like, too much.
Yeah.
And fake laugh too much. Like, Randy Moss, like, laughs so much that he has to grab people.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone, like, grab people because they over fake laugh?
It's so funny.
Yeah. It's not funny. I'll watch You Got Moss because that's kind of amusing.
Yeah.
And then I'll flip it to something else.
That's why I always watch. I just watch the fantasy one.
Yeah, I'm starting to get to that point where I think it's because the Bengals are bad, but if they weren't, maybe I'd watch one of the pregame shows. But the Bengals are bad, so I only care about my fantasy team.
Well, we're one game. Could be one game out.
True. After tonight, people will be talking about us. Sorry, cut you off. Keep going.
So, yeah, high-pressure situation. We're in Baltimore, 1-2, and
facing the anointed greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the high-flying offense of the Baltimore Ravens. And essentially, I think that was a must-win. And if I had to prefer a game we would have won either last week or this week, it was this week.
For sure. Division win on the road.
Yeah. And, I mean, just one that, you know, Freddie Kitchens kept saying, you know, a big keyword that he used a lot was adversity. And essentially, we have seen it this first quarter of the month with all the injuries we have with our secondary and tight ends in line. But essentially, we came out and I think did what we did last year. We were allowed in two tight end sets, and Baker could throw the ball. We ran the ball. Nick Chubb had a hell of a day with like 160 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. And essentially, they couldn't stop us. We had 530 yards of total offense. I think we were the best defense that the Ravens saw all year.
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken.
For sure.
And I think our defense, for being down a secondary, is doing fairly well for this week and last week.
How long are Ward and Williams out?
Hopefully not too long. And Morgan Burnett's out. So we did get
you got the
Demaryius Randall back.
Yeah.
Demaryius Randall back, which helped. And we got our Chris Hubbard back, which is the two injuries we had last week that actually came back this week, which I think Hubbard also helped, which was our right tackle. But Randall did well. T.J. Carey and Terrence Mitchell, who are the two corners we signed last offseason to, like, mid-tier contracts, are playing really good last week and this week. I think they could be starting corners on half of the other teams in the league, which helps us. So, and then our defensive line, Miles Garrett didn't do a sack, but everybody else, I think Olivier Vernon.
Like the first drive, Vernon had a really good sack.
Yes.
And I was like,
yeah, he just like totally destroyed their left guard.
And he couldn't. And really, Lamar only had, and I watched the game on and off because I was flipping between the Lions and Chiefs because I had like a ton of fantasy players in that game. But I watched most of the Browns game, and I feel like Lamar didn't have that many plays where he was making you guys look foolish. I think there was one play.
There was one long run.
Where he, like, should have been sacked, and then he got a 50-yard run.
Yeah. Mm, there was a couple. He made one of your corners look like an absolute idiot on a first down run.
Oh, well.
I just felt like it didn't kill you guys. Like, I don't know. It wasn't a huge moment.
Going into this game, they had 16 plays of over 20 yards. Yesterday, they only had two. They call him Hollywood Brown. Marquise Brown. I think he had four catches for like 22 yards. Mm-hmm. So before, he was averaging 20 yards.
How'd Mark Andrews do?
He had a touchdown.
Yeah, he had touchdowns.
But like, what, 50 yards?
He had an out and up that could have scored, and he got really frustrated.
Yeah.
Lamar didn't
misread it.
He thought it was an out. He threw the out.
Yeah. And that was like in the fourth quarter when they kind of needed a drive. I think they were still down only six maybe at that point. And you missed them. But, we essentially came and answered the bell. And now we got...
answered the bell.
We got next week, we got the 49ers, which...
Easy win.
I've never been scared of, but I thought that going into the Titans game, too. So
your next three is kind of tough, right? It's like Seattle, 49ers,
Seattle, and then Patriots.
Yeah.
And we got to buy, I think, after Seattle.
The thing is, if 49ers keep coughing the ball up like they did with the Steelers, you guys win that game easily.
But that
defensive line. That defense is legit.
For the Niners?
Yeah.
Browns have got a good defense, too.
I mean, the Ravens supposedly had one of the best
I don't think that many people think that the Ravens have a legit defense.
They have the most pressures going into yesterday. They had the most pressures, and they blitzed the most out of any team.
Well, I don't know.
Analytics.
It was a good look for the Browns, that's for sure. And they really got back to just running the ball.
Yeah, so nice. And I think they said going the weeks 1 through 3, we were in two tight end sets 24 times. Just yesterday alone, we were in 24 times, and we averaged 11 yards a play when we were in two tight end sets. So
that helps. We'll be seeing more of that, probably.
I hope so.
It looked like a lot of more intermediate passing.
Just quick passing. Yeah. We didn't have many,
Well, I mean,
the first drive of the game, he got sacked, and I was like, crap.
If you get a running back that can do what Chubb did, I mean, that opens up everything for your quarterback because they're just going to stack the box most of the time.
Well, I mean, when you have Ricky Seals-Jones, you just need to throw it up.
I think he's one of those athletic potential, never kind of put it together. If he can fill in for five or six weeks.
Yeah, while Njoku's out.
Yeah.
He'll do good. He'll move on from this and be on some other team. And
You just get him on fantasy that one week. And you're yes.
Yeah.
I still like the one thing that Baker played better. Like, this is probably the best game of the year for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the way I was thinking, going into this game, I just feel like, as I heard a lot of people talking about, defenses were kind of doing to him what the defenses do to Goff. Like, how everyone knows, McVay gives him the play.
Yeah.
And then, a lot of defense will change the defense after the play comes in.
Yeah, that was really noticeable with the Jets.
Yeah.
They would be in a set and, totally change, the second before the play goes off.
Like, Baker, to me, feels like he's, it's pretty obvious. He thrives off of his confidence.
Yeah.
And I feel like he was not confident at all, early in the first two games. And then going into this game, I think he's kind of got it back. And I think next week you're going to have the Baker blow-up game.
I hope so. And that's the thing I was looking at, after last week.
So pick him up in fantasy?
We're so quick to everyone in fantasy is drop Baker Mayfield, the Browns and blah, blah, blah. And now it's everyone doubted the Browns. I'm like, we're week four. Yeah. Let's just calm down.
Massive overreaction.
Just on that, I was, looking at, we're just so quick to judge quarterbacks in general.
Yeah.
This is essentially last week was his 16th game.
Yes, he finally played a full season's worth of games.
And we don't give quarterbacks a sophomore slump anymore. It's he can't figure it out. He's not going to figure it out. And so me being stupid and having time, I would like, I went back through like what's like Drew Brees' careers look like.
Yeah.
And like he wasn't that good his first like 3 or 4 years in the league. And I was like, then I was like,
I mean, he's going to be Drew Brees in that case.
I think so.
It's just funny because the same kind of stats were coming out when everybody was on Mariota's butt or whatever.
Like Matt Ryan wasn't very good his first 3 years.
The first four years, Mariota actually has better numbers than what Drew Brees does.
Really?
Yeah.
Through his first couple years?
Yeah. So it's just funny. Yeah, everybody's so like fast to jump ship, you know, with quarterbacks or whatever. And like I said, it's week four. Yeah.
And so I think he just needed to figure that out, you know, what the defenses are doing. And hopefully one of these games, I think he will go off. Because the interception he did throw yesterday, they were saying that it was pretty much on Jarvis because he didn't
even try. Like he just kind of sat there and watched it, and I was like,
it's one of those things.
But he could knock it down.
Yeah.
He would have got nailed, but he could knock it down.
It was one. Yeah, it was one of those things where like I know why he didn't go in there.
Yeah.
But you also kind of want him to try and knock that pass down.
Maybe just like stick a leg. I don't know.
But I just kind of feel like. Like, it's been a while since I played 2K, but you know, when you start hitting threes and your guy gets red, like, I feel like that's Baker right now. Like, I feel like he's got his confidence going, and now he's just going to start, like, ripping them off, like.
Probably.
Just taking down like people on Twitter.
I don't know who said it on Twitter today. It was somebody.
Well, that's the thing. People keep, you know, saying that stuff on Twitter. It's like, you're just fueling the fire. Then he will be, you know, what we saw last year.
I think it's through week four, after tonight's game. It's like delayed preseason. Teams are just getting their groove.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
Patriots, outside of this year, usually struggle with
September. Yeah. Like if you get one or two wins in September, you're good.
But
if you get one win in September, you're probably pretty good.
The Patriots finally played a defense and you saw them struggle against the Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, which I think is a really good defense.
Yeah, I think the Bills do have a really good defense. Yeah. And a part of me, too, is like, I'm sure everyone's heard that stat. Like, when everyone was ripping Baker going into this game, like, he has left a clean pocket more than any quarterback in the NFL this entire season.
Yeah.
Like, technically, the Browns' pass blocking is actually not bad.
Yeah.
It's just he keeps running. He runs from a clean pocket, and he's run into pressure more than any other quarterback. And my thing is, like, I think he's just settled down now. I think he's going to start getting into his groove.
Yeah, he didn't do that much, if at all, this game.
Like, right.
You could definitely tell he was thinking about, like, okay, I gotta stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
And last year, you know, he didn't do that much. I don't know if it was just a thing where maybe the big plays last year pretty much came when he left the pocket and he wanted some
of
those.
And he's trying to do that, yeah. And that's possible. And also, like, you know, I don't know if coaches are trying to, you know, try something different on him now. They got, like, you know, they always say, we got a full years of film on him now. We can try something different. And I think maybe that's someone that people were trying to throw him a couple of curveballs early on, and now he's kind of just got it going.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that was big for Freddie Kitchens itself. You know, it's just funny. Like, the over...
Oh, my God, yeah. Last week to this week, like, it was a really fun game to watch. Like, the play calling, it was really, like, it was interesting. Like, I mean, I know...
The Ravens?
I'm talking about you guys, like, the offense, like, Freddie Kitchens. Like, the plays, like, there's a lot of, like, interesting, you know, there was, like, the triple reverse pass thing and the reverse with
Odell
Jarvis.
Odell Cannon, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
The guy should have caught it.
More impressive was that escape he did with, like, between the two people.
No, I know, yeah.
But he does have a cannon.
I do kind of miss Odell with blonde hair, by the way.
He
looks like another
I think
guy.
If he has a couple games without, like, a big game again.
He's going to go back.
He might go back.
He's got to get the...
But he, you know, he said in the offseason, like, he doesn't care much about stats and as long as we're winning. So, you know, I'd be curious to see if he has more, like, 3 and 4 catch games, but we win.
Well, were they double teaming him through the most game or what? I mean, he only had 2 for 20,
right?
I don't
know. They kept talking about that one. I forget the kid's name that choked him out. The guy who was guarding him.
Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah, the guy who was guarding him the whole game. But that's another thing you guys can hang your hat on is, like, you guys put up a 40 burger and Odell only had, like, 2 catches.
Yeah. I think 40 burger.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just 40 burger.
It was sports talk.
You know, with Odell, you know, they say a lot of the times basically Baker will read how they're playing Odell and that will give him basically the coverage that he's getting.
Well, and
a couple of those passes to Ricky Seals-Jones, he looks at Odell, what they're doing to Odell, and then that he can kind of read from there where he should go.
That's the absolute benefit of having an elite receiver. Like, you can't really disguise what you want, what you're going to do sometimes, because, like, you have to know, even if you haven't thrown to him the entire game, you can't
have,
like,
to respect
it, one play. And that's what people keep talking, not to, like, bring it over to the Bengals, but that's what I'm kind of hoping for whenever AJ comes back.
If he comes back,
it just changes things. Yeah. It makes the defense easier to read.
Damon Ratley didn't play very well. He could have caught that Odell pass in the hands. I think he had a couple holding calls that took some yardage off some long plays. And then also this week we get Antonio Callaway back. Hopefully Rashard Higgins. So that'll be our third and fourth receiver. I'm guessing Jarvis will be out a week or two with a concussion. But that should help our offense. And then we're halfway to getting Kareem Hunt in the mix. So.
Yeah. With Chubb run the way he is, you don't need him.
Exactly. And Hilliard's back. So,
but if you get an injury or something, you never know.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But Nick Chubb is good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He's one of those players that it's easy to root for because he doesn't say much. He's one of those, like,
super quiet.
He's quiet. And, like, every coach says, like, if I wish I had, like, 53 of them.
Yeah. But he needs his carries to do what, you know, what he wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think.
I don't know. He's got carries. There was a stat. He's got, since he's been in the league, well, since last year, he has like three or four touchdown runs of 50 plus yards, which is more than anyone in that span.
Yeah. I mean, each game so far, I don't know what the stat was. You know, he's had 17 carries and three catches, which he's the first to do that since. Or not the first to do it, but only the only other person to do it was Todd Gurley. So it's not like he's not getting that many touches. I mean, he's getting 20 touches a game.
Georgia,
so
that's what I'm saying. And you guys just need us. Well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, he's one of those rare breeds where he is an absolute, like, pounder. But he clocked the fastest time with this speed or whatever, mile per hour, than anyone this entire season.
Yeah, yeah. He, like, pulled away from everybody in the open field.
That's the thing that blows me away when I was watching that. I'm like, because he's a big dude. Like, he'll knock you down, but, like, he pulled away.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, I don't know if they do this to Bengals games too, but, you know, that next gen stat.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll have, like, all of the whole play and all the players, and they track them.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like this.
And overall, like, overrated, underrated, next gen stats.
Underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah. You think, like, they're overrated?
Kind of. I mean, just win football games.
Well, I mean, how can they?
You mean, like, you're talking about, like, what? Well, what all goes
on? The only stat that matters is the win loss.
The only stat that matters is wins and losses.
Is that, like, the tracking of the speed and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, yeah, I know he's fast. You know,
I kind of see a little bit, because kind of go off topic just a little, like, his first second was Brady Quinn.
Wait, do I have 30 seconds already? What just happened? Bengals just got a pick or something?
I don't know. But
sorry to cut you off.
No, but it's a fumble. But Brady Quinn, I was listening, I forget who he was with, but he was at Miami, the Hurricanes.
Oh.
He was at their practice, and they do those advanced stats, but with the lasers, they track the players or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they were just running, the quarterbacks were just running, like, you know, deep routes, launching bombs. This kid ran a fade, like, they launched it to him, and he lands right in his hands, and he drops it. And you know, and Brady's like, oh, that guy's pretty fast. Next thing you know, he's like, all this club music starts playing in the stadium.
Yeah.
Because he crossed 20, the player reached faster than 20 miles per hour. So every time someone clocks faster than 20 miles per hour at the Hurricanes practice,
like, beats start playing.
He's like, everyone starts dancing, and like it's in a club. God. And he's like, that should tell you the state of, like, the Miami Hurricanes, where, like, this guy drops a pass, but everyone's going bonkers because he ran 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's one of those things where it's like, who cares, like, if he runs 20 miles per hour?
Well, that's what I kind of what I mean. I mean, you know, like, Nick Chubb's fast. Like, I don't need to really know that he ran 22 miles an hour.
Yeah, the miles per hour is definitely overrated. Yeah.
Like, are we going to start doing that versus 40 time?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
What's John Ross?
I mean, can he catch the ball? Apparently not.
But, I mean, it's just interesting. I mean, I like some of those stats. And it's a nice view of, like, what every player is doing, and then you can kind of see Earl Thomas, like, giving up halfway through the play.
Yeah, there was a lot. He got a lot of heat for that, but I'm like, if I was him, I would have done the same thing. I'd be like, who cares?
That's true. Yeah. But overall, big win. It feels good. It's like a lot. I mean, the Jets win didn't really do much for us.
No.
In terms of given us a satisfaction, and this one feels like maybe our offense is back on track.
I've heard a lot of people say this, and I was kind of curious of your opinion, Jordan. Would you say this is one of the biggest Browns win of like the last like 10 years?
So we didn't have that.
Like
a
you're the first. You're in first place in the division for the first time in like God knows how long. Like it was this huge road win in Baltimore, which you know. I mean, it's like I just feel like I've heard like a couple people talk about how it's one of the biggest Browns wins in like a couple years.
Yeah, I just don't think it'll be the biggest of the year. Yeah,
you mean there's more success to come?
No, I mean well, I'm talking about
the biggest win
as of right now. As of right now, I'm not talking about like, when you look back at the season. I'm just saying as of right now, like you know, you guys have been through the muck and like and you just demolished in a place that's pretty hard to play usually.
Yeah, I mean it was one. That I think it's big or nice just to knowing our backs were against the wall and how we answered. It makes us feel like, okay, maybe this team, instead of the hopes, is actually here. I would like to get 3-2. I'd feel better about that and actually put wins together. But yeah, it's a big win. I mean, if we laid an egg and looked like crap,
it could have gone bad.
It could have gone bad.
Well, my thing was, I was excited for if you guys had lost. I wanted to see what AB was going to throw up on the
Twitter. And that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, then everything Baker just piles on Baker.
And that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't have a problem with Baker, but if he was my quarterback, I would really be like, please don't do that.
Yeah,
like you're just there's a no win situation.
Inviting controversy for no benefit
with the most controversial figure in the NFL for like the past like 50 years.
Yeah,
since OJ killed him.
I think OJ still beats AB.
It's fun.
But it's funny that OJ gets to go on Twitter and go like, hello, it's yours truly.
Hello, Twitter world.
My fantasy team is so bad because AB, did you see the trouble he got into illegally?
Did you see everyone talking about OJ must have the best fantasy team because all the players he's yelling at are like superstars?
Yeah. But he's probably in like a 4-team league if he wants to be in his league.
He's probably playing in a league by himself.
Yeah, but it's funny that he gets to like criticize Antonio Brown for his like legal issues.
Right.
I'm like, dude, come on. Who's him?
Yeah. He's always golfing.
What's up, Twitter world? It's yours truly. He never says it's OJ.
It's kind of like having Mike Tyson talk about how to save your money. And how
exactly. It's a very good.
It's like, are you the one who wants to be given legal advice?
Garmin, quick Bengals analysis of the first 3 drives.
I didn't really catch much of it.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a recap. Bengals punt. Steelers turn it over. Bengals had a touchdown that Eifert probably should have caught. Get a field goal. Hmm.
So it's 3-0 right now?
3-0.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw the Eifert drop.
He threw a really nice ball to Eifert on a fade from like the 15-yard line, and it hit Eifert's hands, and that's like normally.
That's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Ricky Seal-Jones probably would have caught it.
By the way, Philly, was it your dude on fantasy that fumbled?
That fumbled, yep.
I'm sorry. Philly needs that Deontay Johnson to.
Hey, I like him.
Watch him.
They're throwing to him.
They're giving him looks.
Juju's picking him up on the sideline, so maybe he's going to go for a big game now. So anyway, Bengals, one missed opportunity, but I guess they got the lead, so I'll be happy with that for right now. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have the Titans talk, and we'll do our mailbag. We'll be right back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's time again for the one-of-a-kind auction. It's coming up on Sunday evening, October 20th at the middle school auditoria, with the doors opening at 5 o'clock. It's only $10 and includes an awesome buffet of desserts and appetizers provided by the ladies of Psi Iota Xi. This year's theme is tailgates and touchdowns, and tickets can be purchased at Kalp Pharmacy. Come early to visit with old and new friends and to get a good look at the dozens of items in the live and silent auctions. There's sure to be something for everybody, with lots of items in the raffles, live auction, and silent auction. Unique items from vacation packages in Florida and Indiana Beach to beautifully crafted handmade items, numerous food items from local restaurants, college sports tickets, DeWalt power tools, local vintage advertising items, and a whole lot more. It's always a lot of fun, with many great items available for you to bid on, and the proceeds go to the Fort Recovery Historical Society and Project Recovery to help maintain our visitors center. Don't miss this great event, the one-of-a-kind auction, coming up on Sunday, October 20th.
TV. They're up 3-0 currently.
Spoilers.
Steelers driving. Looking pretty good going down the field.
We should do predictions of this.
Yeah, should have. We can still do it.
You can't do that.
Okay. The Titans played.
Yes, I did.
Phil, like, give us a little recap on their big victory over the hot Atlanta Falcons.
I mean, it's a big victory for us just for the fact of what our offense did or showed.
Yeah. Mariota had, like, a good game, I saw.
Yes, he had 3 touchdowns in the first half. And threw for, I want to say, like 247, around 250, whatever. So he looked pretty good. Obviously, he still, there was like a couple, like missed, I guess, throws or whatever, but not as much as it has been lately. What I was really excited to see was that A.J. Brown had 3 catches for 97 and 2 touchdowns.
He had a good game.
And Corey Davis also had 5 to 6 catches for like 94 and a touchdown. So it's nice to see our receivers, other than our tight ends, get in and, you know, hopefully it sticks. Like, kind of a glimpse of the future, how our offense can and will look or whatever, but it's one game. I've seen this in the past, so I mean, I'm gonna stay off. I mean, like, I'm happy to see it or whatever, but like I said, Atlanta's defense a little banged up.
Yeah,
not that good.
They continue to be the most confusing team in all of football.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, are they good? Are they bad? How'd Derrick Henry do?
Derrick Henry had 100 yards rushing, no touchdowns, but
I mean,
100 yards. He got a lot of work in the second half. That's pretty much what we did, is we were really running the ball heavy and just get the clock going or whatever and finish the game.
You guys have a good defense.
Yes, defense was another, which they showed glimpses games before or whatever. I know the Jaguars game was probably their worst game so far.
Yeah, but that was a trap Thursday night game.
They played really well. Another big thing was our offensive line didn't give up a sack. So that was another nice thing I wanted to see. Our offensive line to start getting something going.
You guys get Luan back next week?
Yes, Luan is back.
And that's big.
Yeah. So that's big. Another big one was Nate Davis actually played this last game.
Yeah.
But he was our 3rd-round pick this year, and I think he will help in the interior
What is the status of your first round pick?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Was that your question?
No, last year's first round pick.
Who was it? Last year's first
round. Evans?
Rashawn Evans?
Yeah. Is he good or what's he doing?
He's
all right.
He's going to be good. I feel like he's going to be like a top linebacker in NFL. Okay. Like, he's fast. Like, he knows how to get to, I guess, sideline to sideline kind of linebacker. It's, yeah.
What about your D tackle that you drafted? Is he going to play this year?
He is on the roster, so.
They didn't IR him?
No. So.
So that means he's going to be back in like four weeks?
I read some. Quite a bit. I mean, they're still thinking it ain't going to be until like maybe late November or early December will be like the earliest he can come back. But I think we're going to see how we're doing first before we throw him in there. But he's showing like he's making good progress in his recovery, though. So
I didn't catch any of your guys' game. I didn't really look at any of the stats. But did you guys just lock Julio up or did he not play? He didn't do anything, I don't think.
We had I think Kevin Byers. He was kind of overshadowing over top. Then there were some plays where we just had one-on-one.
Can you explain the coverages like Deshaun Watson, please?
Well, yeah. They're playing cover four.
Then you do Robert.
The linebackers comes down here.
And then if you do the out, you have to hit those, man. That was the only two chances we got. And then they play cover four, Sager's back. You got to do that.
But, yeah.
Keekly had side to side.
Yeah. For the most part.
Anything up the middle?
Yeah.
That was the worst game of the year, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to say had...
They locked him up.
How did Austin
Malcolm
Hooper
Butler play? Was on him most of the game.
I think he played well.
I think Adoree was on him a couple times, but I think Malcolm was kind of shadowing him.
Did you guys have Adoree return punts?
No. We have Humphreys back there, and that made me happy.
Just to catch the ball.
Yeah, that's all I want. I mean,
who is the most sure-handed player in all of football? I think Adam Humphreys might be up there.
He could be. Cole Beasley.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman. One of those white guys do return like Alex Erickson.
Yeah, Alex Erickson.
Jarvis Landry has pretty solid hands.
Landry. Well, like Tyler Boyd has really good hands.
There was something in common with all those.
I feel like. Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like if your punt returner is of the Caucasian mix, he's just back there to catch the ball.
Between like 5'10 and like 6'1.
Yeah. Who's the best white returner?
Alex Erickson.
Alex Erickson, probably.
Statistically.
Yeah.
Ever. Not just this year.
Alex Erickson.
Yeah, I don't know. Who can I name? Can we name another one?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't name another one.
I'll think.
Google.
Adam Archuleta.
Wow.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Kevin Casehorn.
Jason Seahorse.
Kevin Casehorn.
Jason Seahorn.
Seahorn.
I was going to say what?
For real.
Joe Walters?
Kevin Walters.
Kevin Walters.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Go ahead. Jordan Shipley.
Jordan Shipley.
There are none.
No.
If anyone knows, comment on our Facebook, but I don't think there's any legit white kick returners that were like dangerous. Like, oh, watch out. He's getting the ball. Like back when Dante Hall was X Factor and over everybody.
Yeah.
That was electric. Anyway.
I just feel like most nowadays they just find a guy that won't drop it.
That's the key.
Yeah. Just catch it. That's it.
Since now that the halo rule is not a thing anymore and a dude can be like 1 inch from your face.
Yeah.
We're going to move over. Philly, we who they play next week?
We got the Bills. So this is what I want to see how our offense does against a good defense or whatever. So, like, we're riding a high. Hopefully it keeps going.
Stay high instead of going back down.
Are you playing at, what is it?
No, it's
at Orchard Park?
No, it's at Nissan Stadium.
That made me think of the Patriots Bills game. Tom Brady has the most wins at Orchard Park than any other quarterback in the past, like, 20 years.
It's amazing how much longevity.
What is he, 18-2?
Yeah. Better than like any starter that they've had for like 20 years.
Frank Gore is 37 years old. That's old for running back.
Yeah.
One thing, I didn't think he would be able to walk after they played us, because did you see him after the game, like walking, trying to talk to his family?
Who's that?
Frank Gore.
Oh, no.
Like, he looked like a 57 year old man.
Couldn't walk.
Just like, I'm going to get over there and high five my family.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Oh, it's Matt Barkley.
Because there probably won't be a chance that Josh Allen will be playing, will he?
I didn't see that hit. Was it bad?
Yeah, I mean, it was helmet to helmet.
Well, because that
and
was
then he was kind of, like, knocked out, and then he was like, oh, I'm good.
Well, that was the talk this week where everyone
then
was
he
like...
pumped everybody up.
Everyone was like, if that was Brady, that guy would have been suspended, like, six games.
It was pretty...
Like, Burfict's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as that. Yeah, man. I could comment on so many Bengals things.
Are you guys punting?
Hey, I'm behind, so hold up.
Should that have been an interception?
Do you know what... Oh, absolutely should have been an interception. Threw it right to him.
Would you stop? I'm slow over here.
Oh,
right?
Sorry. Anyway, what bothers me is when the kick team doesn't see the ball. So, like, the guy fake catches it, and they all went to him, and then they could have downed it at the one.
Yeah.
But they didn't. So, sorry you're behind
that
on that.
That trigger you?
Yeah, that triggers me. Just wait until later.
So, is this actual mailbag? Like, is this the mailbag?
Yeah, these are all legit questions we got.
Okay. Is it the mail pencil holder?
We got so many questions. Thank you all for getting these questions to us.
And feel free to ask questions online as well.
Ask questions on our Facebook Live as well.
I'm going to buy, like, a little, like, velvet sack.
Like an actual
mailbag.
I'll bring in a Crown Royal sack.
Sponsored by Crown Royal mailbag.
Yeah. Hey, I got one too.
And these are some of them were pulled from Twitter, so I just put there.
My guess is they're not.
Yeah. So mailbag. We need a
drop. Mailbag.
From Super Chiefs 1988. Ask. Is the Chief Supermarket still a store? If so, do you know where I can find one?
There's a Henry.
Chief Supermarket is alive and well.
Coldwater.
Okay. Coldwater?
Is it Coldwater?
There's one in
Coldwater. Oh, you're right.
Coldwater and Salina.
Yes, in Salina.
Salina still has one.
Do you know where China Walk, the real physical China Walk store is?
Is it still by the Willow? Or what you see the Willow?
Kind of.
The Willow Tree?
Home of the original Whopper.
Yes, home of the original Whopper.
Yeah, it's over.
Along with five other places of praise. <like that. laughs>
So, Super Chiefs 1988, was he just an employee? Was he a Chiefs fan?
I guess I don't know. I didn't ask the question.
I thought you were the one getting these on Twitter. So
I thought I was. I mean, a question about like Pat Mahomes. And it's like, what do you guys know about grocery stores?
Yeah.
Yes, they're still alive and well. One in Coldwater and St. Henry or Salina.
From the world's team, Klee. From the world's team, CLE. Chubb is pretty good. How many best running backs are there in the league?
Ooh, that's a good question.
How many best running backs in the league are there?
That was on Levitard today.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
We don't steal content. What are you talking about? How many best running backs are, like, who are the best running backs? Are we just ranking running backs?
Yeah, I mean, I think every team thinks they have the best running backs.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, he's the best.
So does he want the best?
Does he want, like, the Dalvin 10 or what?
Because that was the thing. Because it was from Adam Thielen's comments where, you know, Dalvin Cook's the best, but, you know, Zeke, and then there's Saquon. Well,
and
Nick
Alvin
Chubb.
Alvin Kamara. Christian McCaffrey.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
So as of this year, I would say McCaffrey, Zeke, Cook, Kamara, Saquon, even though he's out.
I mean, Bell used to, like, 2 years ago was the best.
No, I'm not counting Bell. He's got to show me something. Yeah.
Melvin Gordon.
I mean, you don't think Wayne Gallman?
I'll tell you what, I'll give Philly's team some credit. From playing from where he played last year, I would say Derrick Henry's on his way in there.
What?
Dude, yeah.
Look at the stats.
I was on the Derrick Henry hate train, but his stats
are...
What was the stat you had about...
You can't get back
I believe
on.
Jordan Zeke once said, Derrick I would Henry. Never draft him. I don't want Derrick Henry.
With that Thursday night game that we had against Jacksonville, they did the last 500 carries, and... Derrick Henry had, I think, 120 yards more than Elliott.
Derrick Henry could show up at my house and ask me to draft him, and I wouldn't do it.
He averaged probably like another yard more per carry than he had. This was the bigger one. Zeke had like 13 touchdowns. He had like 26.
Yeah.
So
he's not near the top.
I would say you can make an argument for 10 easily.
No.
That's where I would put him, is at 10, if he's in the top 10.
I would say there's probably like 5 to 6 elite, if I'm going to answer that question.
Okay.
There you go. Next question.
And who was that fan?
That was Beth.
The world's team.
World's team Cleveland.
You need to talk into your mic, bro.
The world's team CLE.
Okay.
Call holding. Move them back. From... CATS, 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 cats. Hey, the movie Cats comes out this year.
Yeah.
The Broadway show is overrated AF.
Is it this year?
Not a question, just a comment. So that's a great mailbag. By the way, cats, yeah, overrated.
Overrated.
I've heard it's a very
convoluted story. I've seen it overrated. Story. Yeah.
You've seen it?
There's no story. I watched it on a cruise ship, which is probably half the problem.
Can you give me a synopsis?
Don't have to worry about it. There's a group of cats, the Jellicoe cats.
Is that a gang?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. And like they just like to Jersey dance books. And sing, and it, there's no point to it.
I know there's a Mr. Mistopheles.
Yes, and he's...
Is he like the leader of the gang?
The actor who... he like sits in the middle the whole time. He's like a big fat guy, and he just like... He's kind of like the lion from...
The Cowardly Lion.
And it's dumb.
Stupid. What really bummed me out was when I watched that trailer, I saw Idris Elba was in it. And I was like, I like him.
Well, James Corden's in it, so that's all you need to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
But I'll never see it. Yep. All right.
Neat mailbag.
From Edgar Allen for show.
He's great.
The Browns handed us the Ravens the L on Sunday. What's the biggest L you guys have taken? Personally.
I don't know.
Bengals.
What does he mean?
So Edgar Allen Poe and the Raven. I like that.
Edgar Allen for sure.
Like the actual Edgar Allen just gave us a...
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys got your biggest L?
The biggest L I've ever taken?
One time I was walking into Xavier in the back door of Alter Hall.
Yeah.
And I went to take my backpack off, and when I did that, I swung my arm around and I hit a girl in the face behind me.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know another story you got that's like that.
Yeah, I do too, but it can't be said on public radio. But yeah, I hit this girl in the face accidentally, and like everyone, like there was 100 people out there, and everyone stopped and went, ooh. Yeah. And I like...
You'd probably be arrested nowadays.
I felt horrible, and I just... walked to my class.
Did you say sorry?
Oh, absolutely. I was very apologetic. No, I just ran away.
I would say probably our entire eighth grade year of basketball was a big L.
I wasn't a part of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Basically all of our basketball.
our whole basketball career.
Our whole career is just a big L.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'd say...
We beat Holy Rosary, though. They had six...
We did.
They had six players.
And
they almost beat us, though.
Yeah.
That one kid balled out. We made fun of him before the game. We're like, that kid probably sucks. Yeah. And he scored like 30.
I'd say for my my life, this goes to show like how wrapped up the Bengals are in my life. But the 2015 playoff loss.
Yeah, that was horrible.
This is the biggest L I've ever taken.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't even...
I almost, because I was at the bar for a while, I almost smashed a bottle of champagne over my car.
Was that champagne for drinking after they won?
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally had it in my car, and I was like, I'm going to run outside, I'm going to spray it everywhere, and now it sits in my fridge.
Just for that one time.
I'm just waiting.
Phil, do you have one?
I have so many, so I can't think
too
of
many
it.
Else.
Yes.
Yeah,
my whole life was an L.
To go back to us making fun of the Holy Rosary kid,
yeah,
it was really funny coming from our point of view that we made fun of anybody.
Yeah,
because we were the worst team ever, and I had spiky hair and like was fat and like.
Not only that, is it, we were on the bench.
Yeah,
so it's not that we even play.
Before the game, we're like 0-7, and we're like that team probably sucks.
Look at that kid. When you're on their bench, right? Look at that kid.
You can tell even the coach was like, "All right, this is like he had a pep in the step. Like this is a game we can win. Right? All right, we better win."
Yeah, good times. From Tony Gwynn for Prez. Did we make a $28 million mistake, Cousins or Trubisky?
Tony Gwynn for Prez. The Twins?
Yes.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Cousins.
He played for the Padres.
I thought he played for the Padres, too.
I thought he played for the Twins.
All right.
No. Who am I thinking of?
Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett.
Not the Heat.
What a horrible Twitter handle to have.
He's the one that made the mistake, not you. He didn't, you didn't write that.
That guy's not a very big Twins fan.
Yeah,
doesn't even know he's on his own team.
Yeah. Tony Gwynn, yeah, he played for the Padres.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. That's funny. Makes sense to me.
You need to tweet at this guy and tell him he needs to change his handle.
So is this a debate on?
No, it's not a debate. This is the most. Yes, obviously, he had no business making that money.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
It's two questions.
Kirk Cousins is bad.
So the second part of the question is Trubisky not bad?
It's would you rather right now Trubisky or
I'd rather have Cousins. Trubisky hurt.
Yeah,
Kirk Cousins healthy.
At least it's not his throwing hand. Yeah, I would rather
because Chase Daniels made Kirk Cousins look. He should
Chase Daniels looked like he should make that money.
Yeah, I mean, he also makes Mitch Trubisky not look
bad. Yeah.
I still, to this day, like, when it was like, what, they franchise tagged him for like 3 years in a row, Washington did.
Yeah.
And every year, I was like, they're like, oh, he's going to make the biggest contract of any quarterback in NFL history. And I'm constantly, I was like, this guy?
Yeah.
This guy's going to make the biggest contract in NFL history?
Who had never really won anything, like, serious, never really.
No. Look at his record against teams that are above 500, like, opposing teams that have winning records, like, probably. Awful.
The only thing that the Redskins have done correctly the past like 10 years.
Yeah.
Let them get rid of him.
Yep.
Everything else, they made a massive mistake.
Yep.
So that is that question answered then?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, you have to ask Tony Gwynn for Prez.
Kirby Puckett for Prez.
Better name, better handle, too.
From Cash and Them Belichicks. Best Boston movie of all time. Best Boston movie of all time.
Well, Pappy.
Pack the Cat in the Yard. That's all I ever got.
Pack the Cat in the Yard.
Fever Pitch is off the table, I'm guessing.
Let's go with Fenway Ballpark. Pappy.
Was The Town in Boston?
That's the only Boston movie
Which
I know.
One?
The Town.
Mystic River.
What's the Scorsese one?
Yeah, The Departed.
Yeah,
isn't that Boston?
Yeah, it's Boston.
I still, Mystic River is like, I think
Mystic River is a good one.
I've never seen that one.
You should watch
it. Probably it was about a river.
That's the one where it's like, that's my daughter.
Is that Sean Penn?
Yeah. Everybody's like, get off me, that's my daughter.
I couldn't name you five Sean Penn movies.
Milk. What's the high school one where he's like, I'm Sean Penn.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's his character.
Yo, dude.
Yeah.
He's a surfer, dude.
Oh, gosh. Mystic River?
Yeah, I don't know. He's always considered this amazing guy.
He's in some, assassin movie. What is that called?
I don't know. Anyway, best Boston movie of all time. Because I don't know that many Boston movies, I'm going to say The Town.
I'll say Departed.
And probably The Departed's better, but I'm going to say The Town.
I'm hands down Mystic River. I love that movie.
Good. Is Good Will Hunting a Boston movie?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too. There you go. When I wrote that, I was like, there's some Boston movies.
Yeah, I like these apples.
From New York Football Guy 19, I had some Danny Dimes stock. Do I sell? No. You buy.
Still buying Danny Dimes?
I think he's pretty good.
I didn't watch any of the games, so I don't know, but...
I mean, they're 2-0 with him.
Yeah, I mean, who they play? Yeah. They beat the Bucks, right?
Like, what's
the Bucks like, just beat?
They beat the Bucks.
He did not play that well. He's played like the second worst team in football and played terrible.
True. Just like we were talking about with Baker, I think it's too early to overreact.
I don't know. I honestly don't think he's, for a real quarterback.
He's obviously the better option.
He looks better.
I know that.
Yeah, he's the better option. I don't know if I'm buying stock.
Who's going to be the
Haskins
best?
Haskins or Daniel Jones? I think Daniel Jones.
And who's the first guy? Kyler Murray.
How has he Kyler looked?
I have no idea.
He's the most sacked quarterback in football.
So his line is really, really bad. I haven't watched him enough.
I think it's more... Cliff Kingsbury's offense is garbage.
Yeah,
really.
Like that might be. Yep.
I think Kyler's good. I just think Cliff Kingsbury's offense isn't that good. And I would buy all the stock in Haskins versus Daniel Jones.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Even off of a 3-pick performance?
Yeah, because I'm not going to judge a kid off of playing for.
Does your Ohio State bias come into effect?
No, I like his. I like the size, the arm. I like what he's got. I just don't know about Daniel Jones. I don't know.
Too early to tell.
Yeah,
it is too early.
But I would not sell. But I don't know.
I want to sell.
I don't know if I would buy.
Like maybe I'm buying stock in Blockbuster.
You take the risk.
Daniel Jones is Netflix.
I mean, I could be wrong. You take the risk and you wait for it to get big. You think if the stock's gonna jump up, you just hold on to it.
Oranges
from Young Raiders. My boy Tez got suspended for the year.
Oh, I got
what y'all think about that?
He should be suspended for his lifetime.
I think he should get the axe.
Is he boys with like him and Tez real close? My boy Tez.
So
Garm has been waiting to talk about Tez.
So. I do. And I just want everyone to know before I say these stats.
That David has his jersey.
That this is a guy that David Schmidt supports wholeheartedly.
Yes.
As a good person.
Misunderstood.
Last year alone, Vontaze Burfict was fined $165,000. And so here's the crazy stat. In 100 years of the NFL, there have only been 7 times a player has been suspended for multiple games of an on-field infraction. So, like, basically hitting someone and being suspended for multiple.
So that's only happened 7 times.
7 times in the NFL's 100-year history.
How many times were him?
3.
Good so stat. He has about 30-40% of all of them.
All of his fines racked up together is up to like $5 million or more. I think I saw.
Bleacher Report tweeted it out today. It's ridiculous. Like, I can't, like, we were talking a little bit before the show, like, everyone's like, he should be kicked out of the NFL. I think this is kind of the NFL's way of kicking him out of the NFL without really kicking him out of the NFL.
Just do it. Like, don't.
Yeah, they should have just banned him.
Like, just, yeah.
Like, and that, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we
and it's were
like,
saying that it's really, three it's an easy, suspensions ago.
It's an easy PR move for him because, like, no one's on his side. No one's really going to go, like, oh, that's unfair.
Well, and.
Just like, if they just went, like, you're banned for life for this. No one's
especially
gonna,
in today's day and age of
it really was like a lose-lose
of trying to like protect the players
yeah.
and all that. I'm gonna find it there.
You know, I mean, if
the NFL really cares about protecting the players, just kick them
yeah,
out.
I don't know what somebody would have to do if Vontaze hasn't reached it yet to get kicked out of the league.
So here it is. Perfect has cost himself over $5 million over 8 years. $10K for a hit, $21K for a hit, $21K for a hit, $25K for twisting ankles, $69K for conduct, $50K for a hit, $500,000 for the hit on AB in the playoff game, $75,000 for stepping on blunt, $12,000 for conduct, $1.4 for a hit, $12K for conduct, $1.8 for PEDs, $112K for AB again, and conduct. $53,000 for lowered helmet and $1.2 for a head-to-head. Get rid of him. I can't believe you support this guy, David.
He was fun for a while.
I don't remember.
He was fun in 2015.
Yeah, I don't really remember him
when he was really good.
Any fun with him?
Yeah, he was fun for 1 year.
Not even that year because he cost us everything.
Yeah, and then he ruined that year. You're right. I can't argue with you.
Yeah,
I don't still sit here and go like he's my favorite player.
Yeah, you put his jersey over a pillow and you put it between you and your wife when you go to bed at night.
I do.
Like, I support this.
Sometimes I do. Sorry, Tor. Do you want to talk more about Tez?
No, yeah. I think we're good.
No.
Thanks, young Raiders.
Young
Raiders.
From Music City Oilers, Mariota, the only starting QB without a turnover, and A.J. Brown had 2 tutties this week. Best QB wide receiver combo in the league?
No. No,
I mean, A.J. Brown.
These crazy Titans fans.
I like what I saw, I mean, but which is a crazy stat that he hasn't turned the ball over yet in 4 games, but yeah, no, not the best.
No, I have to say they're not, but that's a budding combo. I mean, they've had how many touchdowns so far?
2.
Just 2 together? I thought he had one the first week, didn't
he? Yeah, didn't he?
He
had one? He just had 3 catches for 100 yards. Oh, okay. That's all he had.
All right. No, he would know. I would.
Okay. If Mariota wants that contract, he's going to have to keep going to that guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
huge, by the way.
Mm-hmm. He's got some.
I didn't realize how huge he was.
He's massive.
He's got some swag.
He's on Boulder.
Like, he's got some swag to him. Like, he's already talking. He's like, this is going to be a regular thing. You know, he's already talking that up. Like, this is going to be me or whatever. I hope so. But,
you know who else is huge? Like, watching that Browns Baltimore game, that Boykin from Notre Dame.
Miles Boykin.
Yeah.
He's just tall.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
Bengals offense, not good.
What's the status?
3-0.
Still got the lead.
Ugly game. Bengals not moving the ball.
Well, I mean, you didn't think it was going to be a pretty game.
Oh, are we losing?
No, we're winning.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know if I missed something.
3-0. 3-0.
Okay.
Early.
I'm behind, so I didn't know.
Yeah, so that's our mailbag. I like that.
Is that it?
Okay. Thanks all for asking those great questions, especially young Raiders.
Yeah. It seems like we got a wide variety of the nationally.
Yeah.
And I really think they got to revisit their baseball knowledge. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think they need to know who their players are. Yeah. So.
Did they have similar body types?
They were both kind of chunky.
Okay. Like short and chunky? Tony Gwynn was short, right?
Yeah. Tony Gwynn was borderline obese.
Okay.
By the end of his career. Tony Gwynn had no business being called an athlete.
Well, and Tony Gwynn,
except he was the best hitter.
Tony Gwynn, yeah, like the polar opposite of every baseball player today.
Yeah, he would squat super low. So
not the
just,
panda.
It just looked like a big
Pablo
ball.
No, I'm talking about like he's hitting like what 400 and maybe like three dingers.
Oh, it was base hit.
Yeah.
If he tried for a double, I don't know if he could make it because he couldn't run. But yeah, Kirby Puckett was kind of short, but kind of chubby, but not like fat, but. Good player. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with we'll get a little recap of the Bengals game and then we'll do our draft 2.7. We'll be right back.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Train air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Lady Indians travel to St. Henry for another huge match to help determine who will win the MAC Volleyball Championship. The teams will battle each other on the court, but they'll be joining forces for Volley for the Cure with a bake sale and other fundraising events to help the families of Allie Custers of the Wendelene area and Everly Mullenkamp of the Fort Recovery area. Be sure to wear your Volley for the Cure t-shirts to the match. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. Then on Friday, it's football hosting Parkway with the homecoming ceremony before the game. For Recovery Radio, we'll bring you the football action live with Jeff and Joe with the pregame show starting around 6:40. Get out to the games this week to support our Indians teams and also to support the Volley for the Cure on Thursday and then for the homecoming on Friday. But if you just can't get to the games, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Facebook Live. Call us 937-310-2781. If you remember from last week, somehow we started talking about, I believe it was Daniel Day-Lewis's acting, right?
I think it had something to do with our draft. I think
it was something
where I was basically complaining about how the Oscars
don't
recognize the diversity of the movies.
The Phantom Thread came upon.
So Garmin decided to make fun of his latest movie, The Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
So we asked him to watch it. Garmin did his homework.
He did.
He watched it in its entirety, all 2 hours plus.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
So
that's not too bad.
It's
like a 3 hour.
But you watch it next time. And we'll see.
I bet it's good.
We'll see.
I would love you to go into your review, your movie review of Phantom Thread.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, I want to preface this by, before I did it, Jordan was like, you can't go into it, like, hating it and being, like, mad. So
you had to have an open mind.
Yeah. I did. And you guys know me. I'm sure that anyone who listens to the show probably thinks I just watch, like, comic book movies and stuff like that. But you guys know I will literally watch anything. Like,
not grease.
No, I've seen it. Doesn't mean I like it.
Well, then watch it with me once.
No. But, like, foreign animated, anything. Like, I'll basically watch anything and give it a fair chance. So, that being said, I mean, it was solid. Like, the whole thing is, like, the movie is based on, like...
What is the plot?
The plot is... I forget.
Is this going to sound boring?
Well, that's the thing. Like, Daniel Day-Lewis, like, somewhere in England, he's, like, a world-famous seamstress or dressmaker.
Yeah.
And...
See, I'm already out.
Yeah, so maybe, that's why I was saying, like, I was already bored about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was like, how does a movie like this get nominated? Like,
is it just good because he's so good in it?
And that's the thing, like,
he's a tour de force.
He is, like, no, I'm not going to use that. It's so cliche, but he is unbelievable. Like, I bet you $20 he, like, spent, like, 2 years learning how to, like, sew.
That's supposed to be his last movie, ain't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and that's why I think it probably, like, he got nominated, but that movie. I don't know. I don't think it has any business being nominated. Like, everyone in it is amazing. Like, the acting is amazing. But for me personally, like, I love story. That's why I, like, the only video games I play, I hate multiplayer video games. I only play the campaign.
Yeah.
I like to read a lot of books. I watch a lot of movies, TV shows. I get enjoyment out of my story. And this story was super, super boring.
Really? He Snapchatted me halfway through
an hour and 10 minutes into the movie. They're at a table.
The climax of the movie.
Yeah. Discussing, he has this real has to have an order about things, like how he does his life. Yes, basically everything has to be the same.
Yeah.
And so this girl that he's dating tries to do something special for him by making him supper. And this whole time he's like, where's everyone at? Why is everyone gone? What is this? He's like, and then he gets all upset about the asparagus, and then they fight about asparagus or whatever. That's hour 10 of the movie. But, like, in all honesty, like, who's the Radiohead guy that did the score?
Johnny Greenwood.
The first time I was watched, like, a little bit, I was super annoyed because it's just constant, like, piano.
Yeah.
But it plays off of Daniel Day-Lewis's character every time, like, whatever his demeanor is, that's what the score is.
Uh-huh.
So it makes sense. So, like, when he's irritated, it's, like, annoying.
Yeah.
But, like, when they're lovey-dovey, blah, 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 it's like...
Beautiful music.
Yeah, it is. But the whole, honestly kind of got crazy at the end, where, like, the whole point of this movie is, like, his relationship. He's very dominant, and, like... hates people. Like, he gets real, like, his order, and he gets sick at one point in the movie, and that's when their relationship, she takes care of him because, like, his mom died and he's a mama's boy, basically.
I had a question about this. Brought me up to a question I had.
Bengals are losing, by the way.
Weeks ago. Can you guys hear me? Because I can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
Okay. What's the best... A lot of great movies, I think, in order to be, like, a great movie, like, there has to be some sort of death in it, right? Like, some sort of, like...
Some sort of loss?
Yeah. What's the best movie without a death? Or somebody doesn't die in it? Besides, like... Coach Carter, which I think actually someone dies in there, but like a sports movie probably
the best know. Movie that no one dies in, you know,
you might have to think about it, but
yeah. Gladiator.
Yeah, I was gonna say The Godfather.
All my movies I watch pretty much pertain to someone dying in it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm trying to think of the best movie I've seen where nobody dies.
Central Passion.
Oh. Good Will Hunting, I think nobody dies.
I don't think anyone dies in that, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll come back to it.
Just FYI.
So, overall score out of 10.
I mean, I would give it like I told you, it's got an IMDb rating of about a 7.5. I would give it that because the one thing that, like, I really enjoy when I watch movies is, like, the cinematography, like, how it's shot.
Yeah.
Like, if you could pause it and you could make that, like, a picture, like, there's tons of scenes in the movie that are like that, where, like, you could frame it on
the
wall.
So it's really artsy.
It is. But then this is the one thing I did want to mention that's really crazy. So, like, the relationship is up and down. The only time they work, they get married. The only time the relationship works is, like, when he's needs to feel like he needs taken care of. So he gets taken care of. She builds him back up to his normal health. And then he's kind of a prick. And then, you know, so forth and so on. So the end of the movie, Yeah, there's a point in the movie where she's getting real sick and tired of him, so she kind of poisons him with mushrooms and his tea, but very, very lightly done.
Uh-huh.
So he's just sick for like a couple days. And then after, like, then they like fall in love again as she's taking care of him. When he gets healthy, he proposes to her. And then after they get married, it's like, he's like, see, like, you know, she, like, the way she eats and stuff like that, it annoys him. So at the end of the movie, he's watching her make him an omelet. And, like, there's no talking. It's, like, 10 minutes of him knowing that she's putting these mushrooms in this omelet. And she, and he lets her do it. Because that's the only way their relationship works. So I was like, what is going on
right now? So it's kind of like a crazy ending, I guess. Not yeah. crazy ending, but, like...
So, like, they make eye... The straight,
it's an artsy movie.
Yeah, there's straight eye contact where he eats it, right? And stares at her in the eyes, and he's like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah... So I'm like, this is, there's something in it where, like, so I'm sure deep. There's deeper meaning where it's like, oh, the relationship. I'm like, this is super boring.
So, yeah.
You explaining it was not boring at all.
Yeah, I really appreciate you watching that. And we'll probably come up with another movie before the end of the show for you to watch for next week. I think it should be like, I'm going to look at the winners of the Oscar for the past like 5 years.
You want to know what that movie is? I've already thought of it.
What?
The Artist.
Okay.
Yeah. What about like Moonlight? Have you seen Moonlight?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Moonlight. But The Artist to me, like, it's a, like, it seems like one of those movies where they're like, oh, this is how film used to be. I'm like, I don't want to, like, it's a silent movie. How, like everyone in that movie won, like, best actor. I'm like, how can you base a performance if you can't hear anything they're saying?
Because it's so deep and the movements are so...
It's stupid.
Let's move on to our draft 2.7.
Stupid.
Thank you for watching, Phantom Thread, by the way. our draft 2.7 this week is things that trigger us.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We've already talked kind of during breaks. We don't know if we all have four. But if we just want to go around the room
then,
and talk about...
Well, then, if that's the case, guys... All right, you guys come up with the draft ideas.
I have four.
No, I'm not judging you. I think it'd be... I thought this one was the funniest one of the options.
So,
come up with some options.
I did, and you don't ever use them.
That's true.
Oh, anyway. Man. Bengals. They look so bad. Anyway, I do have four, so I can start. Intro.
Wrong drop.
Pick is in for things that trigger me. The TV or the light on while I'm trying to sleep. That's one of my main triggers.
We found out first-handed.
Yeah.
That's true. I should have known that.
Yeah. It's impossible. Like, if there's a light on or if the TV is, like, on in the background, I will be awake for as many hours. I mean, I'll just be awake. Can't fall asleep.
So it has to be completely dark?
Has to be.
What about, like, music
dark?
Playing?
So my son uses, like, a white noise machine. So, like, I've gotten used to that because I can hear it in the distance.
Like, ocean sounds.
Yeah, it's, like, sounds. Like waves or something.
See, like, I've tried that before. I just
rain.
I just have to have a fan.
Yeah, I got a fan, too.
Because if it's, like, rainforest noise, I'm, like, focusing on, like, the actual, like, oh, that's a bird. Why is there
a
monkey in there?
Yeah.
Who's murdering
that song? I think I'd have trouble with a song. But, like,
you'd be like, next song.
Yeah, I'd be like vibing too much.
Who sings this?
Yeah, I would be like trying to do trivia to somebody. Hey guys, who sings this?
I can't do like dead quiet. Is that how you used to sleep before the white noise?
Well, I mean, I think there's always white noise. Right?
I know. I fall asleep with like TV on all the time.
Yeah, there is. Well, there is, but
white noise is like static.
Okay, yeah, I can do dead quiet. Yeah.
I could never do dead quiet.
Really?
Because the whole time, I'd be like, it's so quiet.
Does that mean I'm weird?
Yep.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, that's my first one.
I would say most people need some kind of noise.
I get super triggered when there's a TV on.
Do you tweet about it?
What's that?
Do you tweet about it? Who left this light on? Hashtag triggered.
Yes. I will tonight when I go to bed. Jordan?
Am I up?
Sure.
Oh, go for it. I get triggered. I'm just now realizing that none of these are very good. People trying to make plans on social media and asking for anybody to join them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like, hey, well, everyone, you know.
That's what text
join me and go BA for beer. Like, you know, you could just text your friends.
Text the people that you actually that you know, want to go there. Group. Like, what if one of your random Facebook friends...
I would be terrified of somebody
like, what if, like, one of your Facebook friends who's not really your friend says,
like,
yeah.
Take you up on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people that I know will, like, ask, you know, hey, who wants to go to, you know, Detroit this week? I'm like, what are you doing, man? Like, you have no idea who can say yes.
You're going to go with anybody?
Yeah. That's just crazy.
It is super crazy. That's a good one.
One day I'll go.
I'm going to... Kevin from Deer Park just texted me. He has the Phantom Thread soundtrack on vinyl.
Oh.
And he says that it's the most beautiful piece of music.
I can't be.
And that we're all... I believe... I don't think I can read all of his... No, I can't.
It's got to be just constant.
Incredible soundtrack to a fantastic music. I think I'd rather listen to it right now instead of Garmin's horribly wrong opinion.
Ooh.
Whoa.
What a fired.
The movie?
He thinks the movie's amazing.
It's so boring.
Kevin from Deer Park needs to call in. And
there, I mean, the acting is great, but it's boring.
If Thanos came in at the end, though, it'd be better.
If Thanos or Spider-Man came in and, like, got Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay, see, you can make fun of that, but that's legit, like, that's our modern-day version of, like, Greek mythology. At least there's some action, there's some point to the story. There's a beginning and then there's an end.
Hey,
it's not just like
Phantom Thread,
like watching some
thing.
Super yeah. boring people's relationship where like the only way we can be together is if I'm literally being poisoned by mushrooms.
It had the mushroom thing, yeah. the mushroom thing. Europe picks up. Europe.
That's I'm funny. Triggered by that.
You're triggered by Kevin from Deer Park.
I'm triggered by Kevin from Deer Park about his horribly wrong opinion about that super boring movie.
Yes. Is that what you want yours to be?
Sure. Okay. That'll work for now.
Garmin's triggered by Kevin from Deer Park.
Like it could, like it can be critically fine, but it's super boring. It is super boring.
Philly's up.
All right,
Bengals marching down the field. By the way,
didn't they just turn it over?
Okay. Unless you know something I don't. Sorry, Philly.
Go ahead. The thing that triggers me, one of the things, is the people that are talking on their phone. And they are oblivious to anything that's going on around them.
Yeah, especially drivers.
Yes.
I about hit somebody today because they were driving a minivan with, like, all their kids in it. But they had their head on their phone, and they, like, almost veered into me.
Yeah.
I was like, that would have been fun to get in a wreck with you, with your whole family. I was in a big jump truck, too, by the way.
Last year at work, I got rear-ended by a kid who was texting.
Yeah.
Like, totaled the truck.
Because sometimes I drive, like, you know, like, semis or dump trucks or straight truck or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you can see down all the time.
Yes.
And, like, everyone is on their phone.
Oh, when you're way up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you can see down into their cars. And, yeah. like, some of them, like, hold it low, but you can even see that.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's, like, 80% of people are just on their phones all the time. Unscrubbed.
Even when you, like, look behind you, like, and you're looking in your rearview mirror, yeah, you just see their heads down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man.
Well, I like the ones where they just have their own speaker, but they still are just like...
I was, like, bringing that up, too.
Wearing your headphones while you drive.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes.
Like, why?
Well, sometimes at work I do it when I'm driving from place to place.
But, like, why not just put it...
I can't. No, I'm not in my work truck. Like, see, my car, I can hook my phone up to my car.
Get that old cassette tape thing that you plug in that has a wire that goes
through
aux.
I have that in the Cadillac. I think I blew the speaker out because of it.
Philly, you got back-to-back, man.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there's the turnover.
It's really, I don't know, but back when the Man Crush Mondays or Woman Crush, whatever that stuff, the people would post a picture of who... That whenever, whatever, like that. Every time I saw that, I was like, no one cares. Just like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff on Facebook. There's,
Facebook in general.
Yeah, on Facebook.
But watch us on Facebook Live, though.
Yeah,
do that. Yeah, not everything's bad on Facebook.
But I really don't care as many who your crush is. Like, just leave it to yourself. That's what I think about.
Well, no, like, okay, so like, do like, Woman Crush Monday, was it Man Crush Monday, Woman Crush Wednesday?
Yeah.
Like, if you're married for like 30 years, or like, even like if you're married or have been dating for a really long time, no one cares.
Yeah. Because there was like people that do that every Monday and it'd be the same guy. I was like, yeah, we already know.
I'm just gonna start posting pictures of you on Monday.
Okay. I'll just wait. Philly, that was your second one?
Yeah, that was Philly's second one.
Garmin's up.
Yep.
I'm getting pretty triggered of David spoiling this Bengals game for me. when I clearly have said like five times that like I'm watching it on my phone and it's behind.
I can't help myself.
Yeah, and so when I showed you my phone and you're like, oh, I don't think you realized what I was showing you.
You're
was
way behind.
I'm on commercial and I'm behind.
Yeah, you're way
and
behind.
And I'm trying to enjoy this Bengals game.
Andre Smith and
but
Bobby
so what
Hart
I'll go is what really Bengals. Triggers me is whenever I watch Bengals game with David and his unbelievable negativity. Like, I don't know how someone can live their life like that.
It's pretty hard. Sometimes I can't sleep because of it. Sometimes it ruins my weeks because of my negativity.
Maybe you should try sleep with the TV on.
Yeah, sleep with the,
yeah, sleep with the Bengals on.
The 2015 playoff game on repeat with your favorite player.
And I just
costing us the game over and over again.
You know, I wish I wasn't so negative. They just give me a lot of negativity to stew on.
You don't think they give me negativity?
Yeah, I just choose to...
Gotta be Superman. Let that stuff bounce off.
See, I just choose to make it ruin everybody else's day. So, anyway. Sorry, Garmin.
No, hey, that's all right. I'm just trying to watch a game.
Jordan, go ahead. They're so bad. They're the worst team in football right now.
They're not.
Top, bottom three team in football. Dolphins are the only team that are worse.
Washington.
Arizona.
I want to say this because we kind of were mentioning also other things on Facebook. So, like... You know, the whole gender reveal. And, you know, so now it's like to the point where it has to be unique or creative, but I think you should only post those if both parents are like hoping for a boy and is a girl just to see like their honest reaction.
Yeah, like Gordon Hayward.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is. People are going to be happy and they're going to clap. So what's the point of doing it? Unless you're like, we really want a boy. And it's a girl, and then you can see like their honest reaction, like Gordon Haywood.
Yeah. Like when it's like every time you watch a gender reveal and it's a boy, like you can see that the dad is so much fist pumping. And if it's a girl, he's like, all right, yay, we're happy.
Like there was a guy, some girl was triggered on Facebook or Twitter because the guy was like, thank God. And then
you don't want a girl.
The girl was like, you should be proud no matter what. Proud, which yeah, you should. Yeah.
Like, did you see the new like? Did you see the one, and this is what triggers me. I'm not going to use this one, but like the gender reveal of like the hippo.
That's what I saw.
They put
like, what
Jell-O in a watermelon. Like, granted, like they're getting more and more ridiculous, but there are so many people like, leave the hippo alone. I'm like, it's Jell-O. It's not like they put like a M80 in the watermelon and gave it to the hippo.
You guys see that video where the people put the rubber bands around the watermelon?
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool idea.
I've seen
that's
that
the
before.
First time you've seen that?
Yeah, I've never seen
that's,
that before.
That's been
what?
Done.
I've never
I'm
seen
triggered
that.
Right now.
I'm triggered. You can't be seriously never
I've never seen that before.
That's amazing.
You haven't been on Twitter, though.
You haven't never been on the internet.
I'm like, I've never seen that before.
This is the coolest thing I ever
my
saw.
My mind was blown this morning.
I can go into YouTube and show you an hour of videos of people putting rubber bands around watermelons.
I'm about to go home and watch a compilation.
Well, I tell you what, they all have the same end result.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a cute cat video before, Dave?
No.
Oh, jeez.
We showed my son cute puppy videos, and he was mesmerized. He, like, couldn't take his eyes off TV. All right, am I up?
You're up.
My pick is Ian. People that drive 50 miles an hour in a 55.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you're driving 50 in 25.
No. So, and it's the worst when I used to drive to Cincinnati. It's like 49 going south. You get behind someone that drives 50, you're going to drive 50 the whole way.
That's the worst.
There's too much traffic coming from the other side because I-70, and you'll never get around them, and because they're not even going the speed limit, and it's the worst, and the whole time I just get mad, and it ruins my whole day, and then I start to hate other things, like the songs on the radio, and like everything else, and then why are the Bengals losing 2015, and why are the Bengals the worst team in football, and why can't they move the ball, and why is Andy Dalton still our quarterback, and why is John Ross not catch the ball, and why do we still have
John
Andre
Ross
Smith?
Had a lot of plays.
Why do we still have Andre Smith and who's our other tackle?
Bobby Hart. Bobby Hart. I'll
why do we
one.
Continue to make the same choices that were the worst team in football? So
Redskins.
That's why I don't like when people drive 50 miles an hour.
I would even make the argument 55 bothers me.
Yeah, 50. Yeah, I think it should be you should be driving at least 60. But
I think every road should be four lanes.
But when I'm in a work vehicle, 55.
Yeah,
don't matter.
You know, I think
by the hour.
Not just that, but I honestly think that just if you drive like a truck, like a bigger, like a work truck,
yeah.
No matter how fast you're going, everyone always rides your bumper. Like they're always tailgating you because they think because you're a big vehicle. Like I can't tell you how many times where like I'll be driving and I'm going like 55 and I'm like, I just to test it, I'll go a little bit over 60 and I'll still have a line of like 8 cars behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, let's space this out a little bit.
Anyway, that was my 50 miles. Second one picks in. When they get my fast food order wrong.
Oh, yeah. Triggered.
I've driven away and realized they didn't get my cheeseburger the right way, and then we'll just throw it away. And like everyone in around me is like, why don't you just scrape it off and then eat it? And I'm like, nah.
It's there. You can taste it.
Yeah. You can taste the residue.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially pickles.
Yeah. Pickles ruin it all.
Mm-hmm.
And mustard.
Nope.
Like you knew it was there.
You could like get like wipe it down with water.
Yeah.
And it's still.
Scrub it with soap.
Yeah. You're still gonna taste the mustard and the pickle.
Yeah, yeah. So that's horrible. But I've never been one of the guys that like turn around and go back.
Hey.
Yeah, I never do either. Yeah.
You know you're going to get a big fat loogie right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Not even worth it.
I have zero self-esteem to go back and tell somebody they got it wrong, so I just go, I guess I'll just eat this one and throw it away.
Yeah, and then like my wife will be like, hey, you know, I'll take it. You can have mine. I'm like, no, I'll just eat it.
Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
So anyway, Patrick. Bengals, man, they're... Yeah. Going back.
Is it you or me?
You.
It's you. I only have one more left, so maybe this can be the last round.
Maybe we should come up with different ideas.
You're right.
All right.
So whenever every shopping cart line I get in, something is always happening in front of me where it takes them 3 times as long to check out. It's always like, what? You know, they're doing
25
like
coupons.
A check or coupons or the credit card won't work. It's like, what's going on up there? Like,
yeah.
And I'm usually 2 carts back where I don't quite know what's going on.
Consider it's moving.
Like, you're like, moving your head. Like, what's going on up there?
And then especially now when you have 2 kids, it's like you got to occupy them while you're in line. It's like, gah. And, you know, it's just like frustrating. It's always someone who's like probably like 80 years old and you don't know what's going on. And it's usually in Walmart, but that always gets me triggered.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. It's just like things.
It's that, and it's also like the 17 checkout lanes, and they're only one open. Yeah.
That's true. There's only like 2 or 3. And then when I get up there, I'm like, I'm going to be super quick. Like, they have no idea how quick I'm going to be, and then something will go wrong.
Yeah.
My credit card won't work, and I'll be stuck there.
Yeah. Oftentimes, the things I think I complain about happen to me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Carmen, am I going to be another subject of your trigger?
No.
I think I'm 2 for 2 so far.
What triggers me probably more than anything on this planet is I'm just going to blanket statement Brown's Twitter.
Oh, right. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Brown's Twitter.
There are so many times where I'm at home and I'm just like, I have like 87 like responses lined up, and then ultimately I'm just like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, why?
It's a losing battle.
It's
you can't fight the mob. They'll never, they'll like,
you better not tweet at Baker though. He'll come at you.
No, Baker won't. I'm not on his radar. It's like they'll never learn. They went 7-8-1 last year, and they're like trash talking everyone like they're the greatest things on the planet. Like a couple years ago, DeShone Kizer probably had like 1 nice pass in the preseason. He's better than Aaron Rodgers. He's got a better arm than Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think anybody said that.
Will Holman said that. And I remember thinking, like, that's a ridiculous statement. Wow. As much as I like Will,
you
I
was got receipts, crazy. Dude.
I do. I always remember. It's mainly...
You like, never forget.
I never forget.
Ronnie had a receipt of a tweet. He just tweeted at me, like, 2 years ago.
I saw that.
The Sam Darnold one.
The thread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, where is this coming from? It was a 2017 tweet I had. I was like, how did you save that? Like...
That's what I'm talking about. Like, it's 90% Bronny. Like, I don't mean to say it's being mean because Bronny's my friend, but like so many stuff he tweets just
trigger you.
It angers me to the point where it's wrong.
Then you just want to trade or
change your thing to not brown Twitter, say, just brownie?
Well, yeah,
he's
I know, I did.
That's why I said I just wanted to blank. I wanted to blank a statement, especially like early on this year where like I wanted to go at him for something, but he so quickly revert to like, oh, we suck again. Here we go, and I'm like, well, I can't.
He does a good job getting out in front of it.
It's the most cowardly thing anyone can do on Twitter.
Yeah,
to flip flop like that.
He does a good job getting out in front.
It just, that's the number one thing. Like, it makes me more upset than anything should, and like that doesn't matter.
I agree. Philly.
I'm going to say when you go to our subway uptown and there's only one person in front, of you, then you're like, oh, this is going to be quick, you know, get in. Then they ask for like, oh, I need more subs. He's like, yeah, I got three more. And you're like, oh my God, just like, come on.
Yeah.
Or you see him pull out the piece of paper.
Yeah.
No.
I've told people, I was like, I'm not ordering more than three subs because I'm not going to be that person.
Yeah.
If you're giving me orders, someone's going to come with me because I'm not going to order more than three subs.
You don't want to be that guy.
No.
Yeah. It's a good one, Philly. That's good. I think this is our best draft so far of the year.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Good job, guys. We stumbled into it.
Yeah, we kind of did. It was good.
Anybody have any more?
I was going to say, do you want to throw out what you got?
Yep,
political stuff online.
That's the one thing I was going to say, but I wasn't sure. Like,
political Facebook.
No matter what, I don't care what side of the fence you're on, don't post anything because you're never going to change anyone's mind.
Yep.
And no one cares.
Yeah.
And probably there's a good chance that if it's on Facebook, 75% chance it's not real.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Mine other one was just like when my iPhone gets to the red on the battery.
I would never know what that's like.
Yeah, because you're so prepared all the time.
I do notice
every Sunday it does.
When an iPhone comes out, my battery starts to die a little quickly.
Right?
Yeah.
You know they're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got
it's like you see the commercial, the next day, like a new update comes up.
On your to finish this, can we just have Philly shoot the pen at the cup?
Yeah, if we can find it.
It's right here. I want all you guys to watch Phantom Thread this week.
No.
Tell me how much you like
it. I did watch John Wick. I watched John Wick this weekend.
I wish I could have watched John Wick.
What pen do you want, Philly?
Doesn't matter.
Confidence. Put that over there.
It's got to go like way over there. There it is.
I don't have a camera angle that will catch it. Oh, there we go. I bet you don't make that.
That's
one.
Pretty close.
Garvin, put your hand on it.
I think
that's all right. Just sit back.
Is that too close for you?
I'm still going to miss it.
This closes our draft.
He's going to brick it like a Ben Simmons 3.
You missed it.
I missed.
0 for 4?
Too deep.
0 for 3?
I love 3. I like the further shot.
And
that concludes our draft 2.7. We still have our picks after this.
So I say let's do our pick-ems offline.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to do them and just post them on the website
Twitter?
Or what?
Yeah.
On the Twitterverse?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We'll take a break, then we'll come back and just wrap up.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
Here are just a few of the specials at Wayne Street Market through this Thursday, October 3rd. There's still a lot of grilling season left, and if you're a grilling master, Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you. They have 80% lean ground chuck for just $3.49 a pound, so you can make your special burger patties. They also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts ready for your special marinade. And if your specialty is steaks, they have perfectly trimmed ribeyes for only $8.99 a pound. Or if you're the best meat smoker around, grab one of their whole pork butts for just $1.99 a pound and invite the neighbors over for a feast. Enjoy the nice weather while it lasts and keep the grill going with these great specials from Wayne Street Market, as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout their store. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again.
Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With its patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Merchants and the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 12th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m. Slick and Rick will be spinning the classic tunes, and there will be a couple of hundred of the coolest cars ever made. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street for the fall cruise in on Saturday, October 12th, from 4 to 8 p.m.
Antonio Brown play about 500 times on ESPN today.
You mean Jack Doyle?
They just showed it again. No, they keep bringing back the play.
Oh.
That started Antonio Brown's spiral into madness.
There are people who think that.
Yeah.
That's a conspiracy theory.
That's a great conspiracy.
I'm not buying.
If you
you're not buying that? You're selling
if,
that?
If you track when Antonio Brown started being like bonkers.
Started there.
Actually, I think it started at the end of last year, but...
Yeah, I know.
When he was like, I'm not playing, I'm wearing a mink coat, and why won't you let me have 8 photographers on the sideline for my Instagram?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. They wouldn't. They honestly wouldn't let him have his own personal photographers.
So, yeah, that's our show for tonight. We're watching the Bengals. They're currently down 10-3. It's going to be that score at halftime, it looks like.
Well, we were just talking about, like, tough places to play, like, not just, like, at Heinz Field, but, like, road stuff.
Yeah.
So, since we're doing pick 'em, we're not doing it on the air, but so far this year, 6-point or less road dogs are 18-10. And I think road teams are 11-3 this week.
Yeah, there was a lot of underdog winners this week.
This week was a perfect example of why the NFL is awesome.
Yeah.
There was still a ton of, like,
unpredictable.
Yes.
What was our records for our last?
I wrote it down on paper. Jordan had it.
Oh.
You were 8. Philly's 8-4. I'm 7-5. David was 6-5.
I'm
Jordan's 1-100.
Oh. 6-6.
There it is. Yeah.
So we'll make our picks off air. We'll put those up on. Do you want to put those up on Twitter, Jordan?
Yeah.
We'll put those up on Twitter.
Garmin, did you say you had some lookalikes?
I did, but I don't know if they're really. I get very self conscious about that. I was thinking at work, I'm like, these might be funny.
Well, you should do it.
Okay.
Stop being self conscious.
Okay, I'll try and do the funniest one, I think, last. So, does Scottie Pippen look like the cool older guy who teaches chess to street youths?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's gotten weird looking in old age. And, I mean, I thought he would always, but because, I don't know, it's like he's real lanky and, I don't know. Maybe, like, all, what are you going to say?
I haven't seen him, so.
He's always on the jump. Do you ever watch the jump?
Yeah. A few times, like, with Amin.
He just seems
Well, if
he always has
Rachel Nichols.
He always seems like he has something intelligent to say.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought that.
Yeah.
We're like, they're playing chess, but he's really teaching them about life.
Yeah. When really it's just like, oh man, T-Mac was really good when he played.
See, T-Mac could be that guy.
T-Mac could be that guy.
T-Mac's going to have white hair and look like, someday, like, he's going to look like
old Dr. J.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, does Freddie Kitchens look like the guy who runs a famous barbecue joint that also happens to be attached to a gas station?
Yes.
Yes.
Freddie Kitchens is a good look-like candidate.
Yeah.
Freddie Kitchens looks like everybody. Yeah, like every...
He looks like an everyman.
Yes.
Where you walk in there, he's like, we got world-famous brisket, and you can get a tune-up in your car.
Just wearing a hoodie.
Yes.
And this one, I think is funny, because I was thinking of... Because they were talking about on Levitard about how, like, there's really good storylines in baseball, but no one really pays attention because it's baseball.
Yeah.
But the Nationals clinched the playoff berth against the Phillies.
Bryce Harper.
While they're playing Bryce Harper. That's where I started thinking of the looks like. But does Bryce Harper look like the frat boy in a rom-com whose girlfriend leaves him by the end of the movie for the main character?
Yes. Yeah.
It's his hair.
Yeah.
It is his hair.
He loves his hair entirely too much. But and was he any good this year, Bryce Harper?
No.
Not even good.
Not for how much money.
I don't even think he made the All-Star team.
He didn't do what he was paid for. But did he hit like 30 homers?
He may have, but like he's still like
a quiet 30
Harper. Can you look up his numbers?
Yep, for a quiet 30.
I wonder if this is his numbers now. It looks like he had fairly 260, 35 home runs, 115 RBIs.
So what about strikeouts? Like he was horrible.
177. His average isn't good.
177.
That's not good.
Who had more? Look up Eugenio Suarez's strikeouts. Who had more strikeouts, him or Bryce Harper?
But also, you have to remember one's getting paid $65 million over seven years, and one's like 12 for
the thing about Bryce Harper is that he got that huge contract. He'll never be able to live up to it, no matter what he does.
He didn't deserve the contract in the first place.
I'm not arguing that.
Yes, we are.
I'm just saying
there's a lot of players like that, though.
When you get paid that much, you're never going to reach that threshold.
There's a lot of players like that.
100 home runs a year.
They get that big contract, and they never live up to it.
Suarez, 189 strikeouts, 271.
Better average. More homers.
4,903.
Less ribbies. So, yeah, I'll take Suarez
on that contract. Granted, I'll give you the like.
Plus, he's an infielder.
A lot of baseball contracts don't pan out, but like Mike Trout could be a guy who does.
Maybe the one.
Like, he's on pace to be like one of the best ever.
You get my point. Like,
no, I know
Bryce
saying.
Harper, even if he hits 80 home runs, people are going to, well, maybe if he hits 80. But he's going to have otherworldly numbers to even be relevant.
I agree. Like, for them, honestly, if I'm the Phillies, like, I'm not going to be happy unless they get a World Series.
Yeah.
Mike Trout, 291, 104 RBIs. 45 home runs.
And did he play the whole season? I don't even know if he played the whole season.
He was hurt.
Probably. 134 games.
Did he break his hand or something? He was out for like quite a while.
He did, yeah. He was hurt for...
So. Anyway, baseball talk to wrap up.
So those were my looks like.
Bengals 10-3 at halftime. My early first half analysis, our offensive line is really bad, and that hurts us.
We already knew that. Tell us something different.
Yeah.
Sure. But they've had their opportunities. Tyler Eifert dropped a touchdown, and they had the ball inside the five going for the lead.
So you're saying it should be tied 10-10?
No, they should have the lead 10-7.
Oh, okay.
Because they're inside the five, first down, and he gets strip sacked. And then they go down and score a touchdown. So 14 points win. So anyway, we'll see what happens. We have them in our bowling alley pick 'em.
Yeah.
So we're really also hoping the Bengals can pull this one out in the second half. Steelers get the ball first. We'll see what happens after that.
Go
watch Phantom Thread. Give us your opinions on it. Is it the greatest movie ever made or one of the most boring, average, boring movies?
I'm not going to watch it.
But thank you for watching it, Garland. Thank you for your homework.
No problem.
For David Schmidt, producer Jordan Sogler, Craig Garman, Philly Metzger. Have a good week, everybody. Hoo day. Go Bengals.